Good morning, Erin. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us this morning. So tell us about these wasps that you entered as part of the competition. How can they work as biological control agents?
Yeah, so the really cool thing about these wasps, as you mentioned before, is that they infect caterpillars. But they're really host specific, meaning each species of wasp will generally only attack one or two kinds of caterpillar, which is why they can be really useful as biological control agents. We can put them into a crop, they can attack the caterpillar pest, and they won't affect the rest of the environment. So I'm kind of doing a really fundamental research to that as a taxonomist. So I'm going out through museum collections and doing field work and collecting wasps and trying to work out what species we have here in Australia, and then trying to work out what caterpillars they attack, so I can pass that on to the people who work in agriculture and entomology in that way, and they can work out how we can then use these wasps out in the crops.
So I guess it's important because the wasps that then eat these caterpillars then don't damage the crop at all?
Yeah. So the wasps don't affect the crop, and they don't affect the rest of the beneficial insects in the crop. So the problem with a lot of broad-spectrum pesticides is that they not only kill the pest, but they'll also kill, your pollinators and the predators of other pests, whereas something like these wasps will only attack the one pest you want to attack.
Wow. Okay. And so this was your winning idea. You won FameLab 2016. Now you're heading over to the UK. How do you feel about representing Australia on behalf of homicidal wasps?
Yeah, I'm feeling very privileged and very lucky. So the competition FameLab is where we have to explain our research in 3 minutes. So we're judged on the content of our talk, on our clarity, how well we can explain the science to a general public audience, and our charisma, so whether people are interested in listening to us talk about it.
Yes, I mean, is it because this is such an interesting sort of topic, was it kind of easier to get across and communicate than, say, a very complicated sort of data-heavy kind of project?
Yeah, I guess I'm lucky in the regard that when I talk about wasps and insects, people already have generally a personal experience about that, so they know what I'm talking about. The scientists in the FameLab final came across all different areas of science. So there were people working on cancer research and people working on dark matter in physics. And that kind of stuff I think is much, much harder to explain, but, is just as important. And those scientists in the final did an amazing job with their talks.
Oh, what a good sport. And just want to ask you as well, you've got a citizen science project happening as well, asking people to become caterpillar rearers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the project is called the Caterpillar Conundrum. So people can find it at thecaterpillarconundrum.org, and we also have a Facebook page. So I'm asking people to go out, and if they find a caterpillar in their backyard or their local park, to bring it inside and to actually observe its life cycle. So most people will see a caterpillar that then turns into a cocoon, that then turns into an adult butterfly or moth. However, some people, the caterpillars they collect will already have these baby wasps inside them. And they might see those wasps come out and emerge, and that's when I'll get really excited. And people can contact me, and we can work out that they can send in these wasps, and we can start matching up the wasp to the caterpillar.
So they'll be watching the kind of horrific event happening before their eyes, the wasp exploding on the caterpillar.
That's the idea, but of course only a small percentage of the caterpillars that people will collect will actually have parasites in them, so most people will be able to get the opportunity to see that caterpillar life cycle up close and then release their adult butterfly or moth back into the wild.
Well, it's an absolutely fascinating area. Congratulations, Erin, and good luck when you head to the UK
thank you, Mitch.
In the months to come. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you.
That is Erin talking to us about her winning entry in the FameLab 2016. Erin Fagan-Jeffries is her name. Heading over to the UK to represent Australia in regards to that interesting and a little bit horrific way that wasps destroy caterpillars and therefore could, in theory, protect our crops way better and way, I guess, safer than using pesticides. Really fascinating stuff there.